Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh yeah, this is extra exciting this year because a lot of times the problem with Survivor content is that everybody's in, everybody's excited early on. And as you heard, like last year, eliminated in week one, so many people eliminated in the first 2 weeks, and it was a real damper, and you're not talking to a large audience. This year, you're talking to a large audience. We finally got some, I don't even want to say chaos, we got some upsets of pickable teams this past week. And in most pools through 3 weeks, about 20% of the pool is out. But if you've been playing it safe, you're still alive. So we had two favorites that went down. I don't think anybody was taking Baltimore, even though it was more than a field goal on Monday night. But the two obviously were Green Bay and then Atlanta. And I knew a bunch of people that were on those picks. I didn't understand it. I didn't get the Atlanta one at all. But yeah, not when you want to take them. One person that was eliminated with Atlanta told me, well, they looked so good on Sunday night. I go, I know. That's why I was staying far away from him. Is this different? Like, Sam, how we think is so different than most people. Like, they look at, oh, the Falcons look great against the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Big spot. That's a good team. I'm going to pick them next week in Survivor. And we think, nope, that is the worst time to pick them because other people are going to be thinking that.
Let's start with Buffalo this week. It's a conversation that has to lead every Survivor chat. Are you using them? It's a free space. They're going to win. Even though I got an email this morning from WGR 550 in Buffalo, here's a subject line. How healthy are the Bills heading into Saints week? Question mark. And I'm like, oh no. And then you click the email and the second link in the email says Bills getting healthier heading into week four. So I didn't even have to listen. I'm smarter than that. Sounds like they're getting healthier. I don't know that they need Ed Oliver to beat New Orleans. So that's where you start. And I saw you sent that tweet from Survivor Atlas that projects 30% of the people or more to use Buffalo. We saw a clip of Derek Stevens estimating that Buffalo might be even higher. He said, what, like half of the pool, maybe?
He said,
I don't know.
He said the most popular pick ever that they've had in Circus Survivor.
And that's a prediction. That's not a statement that he's making with any real fact. He's just guessing how it would go. Buffalo, yes or no? Survivor?
No.
No. Okay.
No. I'm not saying free space, but it's just about as close as you're going to get to one. The line is coming down. We're at 15.5, and that's not why I'm saying no. The money line is -1300. -1300. So I get it. If you just want to survive in advance and take Buffalo, I understand it. For me, it's a play of how many other options are there? We have five games where we have spreads of at least a touchdown or more. So there are other options. Of the teams at the top, of the teams that you would even consider this week, Buffalo has the most future value. Next week, they get New England. Next week's tougher. Week 8, they get Carolina. That might be a spot at Carolina when almost everybody has already used the Buffalo Bills, because they're going to be a favorite just about every week, a sizable favorite at that. Later in the year, they go to Cleveland. I don't think anybody's going to hang on to them that long that is still alive in Survivor. I'm no, just because I know at least 30. I think I would guess higher than 30%. But you do have to keep in mind there were people that picked Buffalo last week, like you and the boys from the 108. You guys took Buffalo in your pool, and there were other people that were thinking along the same wavelength. So you have to consider that as well. Right now, I'm a no on Buffalo, but you know, there are pools where I have 10 spots, right? A bunch where I have 5 spots. Will I put one on Buffalo? Okay, that makes sense. But I'm saying pools that I have 1 or 2 spots, I'm probably staying away from Buffalo because I want to use them later. And there are other options that I like that I won't have any other time to use them outside of this week.
I don't think I've ever made it into October in Survivor. So I'm probably the
really
first person to talk about this. I'm being hyperbolic. One time we made it to week 9.
Whew.
I'm out with my entries. And then last week, 108 guys had 2 entries left. They came in with 2 entries and they had 2. And Chris was like, we're going to do double Seattle. Double Seattle. I said, why don't we diversify? Why don't we take Seattle and Dallas? And I talked him into Dallas.
Oh, so no.
It's wholeheartedly my fault. It's definitely something that I contrived and I debated. So they did not do double Seattle. They did Seattle, Dallas. So only one bullet left.
Okay.
And this week, I said early this week, I told them, let's see, I got to pull the text up. Ask me who I like and then don't pick that side. That's how we win, is what I said. Which is true. Like, look, if anybody could own it, it's me.
It's a different thought process. It's different game theory.
I suck at it. Hand up. So take what I think and use that to get us off that side. I have no issue with that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. So as we get deeper into the week this week, I sent the Circa Survivor projections where it said Buffalo 30%, Houston 26%, Detroit 11%. And Chris said, damn, I was definitely looking Bills. But he didn't like to hear the 30% projection on Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
I then said, go with your gut, LOL. You guys have been right all along. So then he responds, my gut, huh? F it. Dart's taking down the Chargers.
No.
He's kidding. He's kidding.
I know.
That's something
I know.
I would do. That's something I would do. But these guys who are very good at Survivor, I think are going to take the free space, and I support it because whatever I think no longer matters.
I don't hate that. Look, you're down to one spot. If you're down to one spot, I'm taking Buffalo. So I'm in a pool that has not a ton of people in it, like a big money pool. I'm like, I might take Buffalo in that one. But and in those sorts of pools where you don't have a lot of people, Buffalo's going to be maybe 50%, maybe even higher. So something else to consider. Okay, running it down, let me tell you who I like, who I don't like. Okay, so Buffalo, yeah, I might use a little on them. They're not going to be one of my main picks. So just because I want them later. I mentioned Cleveland always scares me, man, just because that defense is so good. I don't want to go against them. There are other spots where you can take Detroit. This is the second biggest point spread. I just don't want to go against that Browns defense if I don't have to. So I'd rather go against another bad team. I'm not going with that one. And we are talking about a $5 money line with the Lions. Denver, I used everywhere in week 1. If I had them available, I would also probably stay away. This sounds so stupid. I just crossed off the top 3 favorites on the board, right? 7.5, Denver. Houston's also 7.5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I do like Houston. 0-3 Houston. I do like them. There's no future value. The next highest point spread on a Houston game is about 4, 4.5 for the rest of the season when they play Jacksonville or Vegas. Tennessee is awful. They're both 0-3. I think Houston's got to pull out a victory here. And you're at home. I do think they get it done. The Micah Parsons game, Green Bay laying 7 at Dallas. I don't know about them covering the 7. I think the Packers win off that loss against the Browns. So I think the Packers are a good look. Not a lot of future value with them. They played Carolina in week 9. To your point about Dart, I don't want to take the Chargers. I don't know what this is. I don't know what this game's going to be. If it was Russ, yeah, let's party, man. Let's take the Chargers. This is a good spot for them. I'm probably staying away because I don't know what it's going to be. Carolina's still terrible. I don't care that they won 30-0 last week. Doesn't matter. They did not dominate that game. Things just went haywire. New England should have won. 4 fumbles. We know the story. They should have beaten Pittsburgh easily. I'm going to have some New England. So those are the ones that I like. I like the Texans. I like the Packers and the Patriots. And I expect the Packers and Patriots to be low-owned teams.
Packers make a ton of sense, for sure. Having just watched them spit that game away against Cleveland, you're up 10-0 with 5 minutes to go on the road. You got it in the bag. Cat gets out of the bag, wins outright. Don't know how it happened. I had Cleveland +8, and I thought I was going to lose 10-0, and I was going to launch something out the window. I would have been so mad. But they win somehow. Green Bay's probably winning. So let's flip this. You gave us what you thought about for Survivor. I'm in reverse Survivor. I'm still alive there. Apparently, I'm very good at many losers. Now I'll lose because I just said that. I've gone Tennessee, Chicago, Miami. The team I have in there right now is Cleveland. Cleveland really winning again, back-to-back weeks? I don't know, man.
When are you going to use Cincinnati?
I could use Cincinnati. That was my other team that I was thinking about. I had it down to 2 AFC North teams, Browns to lose or Bengals to lose. Yeah.
My point is you want to use Cincinnati. You don't want to realize, oh, Burrow's coming back and you haven't gone against Cincinnati yet. So you want to do that at some point. I don't know that this is the spot. But, yeah, you do want to do that. We'll see what happens to some of the other quarterback injuries. Yeah, Tennessee you can use whenever. New Orleans you can use whenever.
I've used Tennessee. Yeah. I can't use them again. I'm already out on them. Yep, Tennessee, so Chicago, out. Miami. I've burned.
You haven't gone against the Giants yet. Are you considering that?
No. Dart.
Yeah, I
would. Dart Moon.
I don't know what this is going to be. You want one? Go Philly.
Yeah. No. Philly. No, stop. Stop. Sound like me.
A little
now.
Too risky. Yeah, I know. All right, we'll check in with Andy Molitor on the other side, see what he's thinking this week.
in the National Football League. See if he's got to play tonight. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a thousand-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.